Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
We're back live with more from Rally House Wrigleyville on the Scores Afternoon Show with your host, Matt Spiegel, and special guest host, Eddie from Barstool Sports on 670 The Score. In Odyssey Station.
Again, I can't predict anything.
No, we could not. Is that Matt Nagy? I'm relieved to be done with his uniquely Hungarian brand of stubbornness. That dude. He had one trick, and when it didn't work, he doubled down and tripled down, quadrupled down. Just freaking miserable to watch that guy try and make his offense work when he clearly didn't have the pieces to do it.
It just crashed and burned so fast. And it's just something I'll never forget.
And then he lingered. He lingered, yes. And lingered and lingered. And that is hopefully not the kind of existence we're going to be in right here. We are hanging out here at Rally House in Wrigleyville. This place is awesome. We still have not used the Hotronics machine over there. I'm told that it is used to put new and unique names on Cubs jerseys. So we might have to buy somebody a Cubs jersey. Connor, would you like a jersey? Connor O'Donnell is out here. Let's get Connor O'Donnell a Cubs jersey. Shane, let's pick out a Cubs jersey for Connor. I said I was going to use the machine. Damn it. If that's what I have to do, I'm going to use the machine. Connor O'Donnell, the governor of the Twitch chat, is out here. Shane, I'm serious. Let's pick out a Cubs jersey for Connor O'Donnell, and we'll get him to put whatever name he'd like to put on the back, and we will get that. All right? Okay? We're going to think that's what we're going to do.
Can we put five names in a hat, and like El Fonseca, Rizzo, and we'll just randomly do
it? Oh, that's kind of fun. As long as it's okay with Connor.
Connor?
Well, he can put one name in the hat.
Okay, fine.
He can choose
put
a name.
One. Yeah. Like that.
Yeah, just any Cubs name you want?
Yes, any all time.
Oh, that is fun. That leaves open a lot of possibilities.
It's not really up to Connor, in my opinion. Connor doesn't have a choice in this matter. He's getting a jersey, you know? So,
Spiegs, Eddie, myself, Tanny, and Rich Wyatt will put a name in here. I think I'm going Matt Stairs.
I love that. That's great. You would like a Matt Stairs
jersey.
That would look good on Connor, I think. Absolutely. All right. See, now we're getting somewhere. So, Shane, he doesn't get to pick a name himself that might actually come up? Congrats. Rally House is doing some NFL kickoff events, and there's going to be a tailgate prize pack starting tomorrow through Sunday at Rally House in Wrigleyville in Geneva and Rally House Town and Country. You can sign up for your chance to win a tailgate prize pack valued at over $1,000. Tent, chairs, games, even a Rally House gift card will be awarded to one lucky fan who signs up prior to the event. Rally House will contact the winning fan the week of the 16th, so if you sign up, keep a lookout for a winning call. Customers must sign up at one of the three participating stores that I mentioned over the weekend to enter. That's Rally House in Wrigleyville, in Geneva, and Town and Country. All right, let's get on the record, Eddie, okay? I want to know what you think, and Shane and Tanny, if you want to hop in and get in here, let's get on the record. First of all, on wins, I think this is a 10-win team. So I'm going 10-7 on the Bears. Where are you officially on this? As we can hold you to this and play it back for you on December 12th.
December 12th, after we talk Jingle All the Way, just to be clear. I'm going 9.
You're
just
going 9.
Under the win total. It's at 9.5.
Yeah.
But still a good record, still a winning record, 9-8.
Really? Why do you hate the Bears?
I don't hate the Bears. I get accused of that sometimes.
Of course you do.
I'm just cautiously optimistic. You know, you just get your heart broken so many times.
Yeah.
But when I see something that makes me see green and I'm just all speeds ahead, like, you know, I'll probably say 12.
Eddie hates the Bears and dogs, by the way.
Oh,
he hates
no.
dogs.
Does
he?
We
he's
didn't
not
have to
good
do
at
this.
Petting dogs.
You're going to do this here?
I don't
in
know.
In the sporting goods store?
People want it.
He's got a dog
walk
podcast.
They also call him Red Ed Speaks,
no,
by the way.
Speaks.
Yeah.
This is
like communism.
Unbelievable.
Yeah.
This is unfortunate.
Yeah, I mean, when we did this, when the schedule was released, I jokingly said they were going 17-0.
You
but
did.
I think 12. I'm trying to look at this optimistically. I'm trying to be a fan, but also keeping some kind of realistic expectations. If Caleb Williams hits his ceiling, this is a 12 or 13 win team. Assuming health, and no, you can't assume health, but I'm doing it, that's a 13 win team. These are the three best. It's the best wide receiver room in the NFL. If Rome Odunze is what people think he's going to be,
it's
and if
right
Keenan Allen's
there.
Healthy, it is the number one wide receiver room in the NFL.
The Eagles with A.J.
Brown
and Devontae Smith, and now they added Jahan Dotson.
Yep.
That's
a good room.
That's a pretty darn good room.
Miami's still very strong.
Oh, Miami extremely
strong. Waddle, Tyreek Hill.
Yeah.
I mean, yes, but assuming everyone hits their ceiling, which won't happen. It doesn't happen anywhere.
Green
it's
Bay
a 13-win
team. Green Bay has six different wide receivers that are in their first 3 years that all seem to be good and interchangeable, and it makes me crazy.
Yep.
12-5.
12-5. Tanny, where are you? Have you allowed the optimism to live inside
well,
you?
Well, it's waned. Like, you know, when we did that initial prediction segment very early after the draft, I was also at 12 because I was just going by the schedule, win, loss, win, you know what I mean? But after just looking at the conference as a whole, I don't see that. I think I'm right there with Eddie with 9 wins. I think they have not done anything really to make me feel better about the offensive and defensive line because I just kind of assumed that they would, that would shake out in a way that made me, like, you know, get me back to that 12 win mark, but I don't see that happening right now. And that's not a knock to them, but I just think the division's really tough. I have Green Bay winning the division and Detroit taking a slight step back with that, you know, hangover from last year, but they're still better than the Bears. So I think I just don't know how they're going to get 12 wins in this division and this conference.
Yeah, you don't. You look at power rankings at this point of the year, most top fives have the Packers and the Lions in them, which gives you an idea of what they're actually
right.
trying to do here.
It's points and takeaways for me. They're going to score a lot of points because Caleb's going to throw the ball a ton, and DeAndre Swift is a hell of a lot better than people give him credit for, and Roschon Johnson and Khalil Herbert are still killer tailbacks. But then also takeaways. This is the best secondary in the NFL.
Did I groan out loud?
You did.
At?
You groaned out
Roschon
loud.
Or Herbert?
Both of them.
Really?
I mean, Herbert's got the breakaway speed, but I don't trust him to block anybody. And Roschon hasn't can break a few tackles here and there, but Roschon doesn't have the breakaway speed. I have serious doubts about the quality of running back depth.
You going Velus Jones RB2?
No, but I could see them headed that way at some point.
They're going to score a lot of point speeds, and they're going to take the ball away a ton. They're going to set a record for team interceptions.
All right, so Shane's on 12. He's on 12,
maybe 13.
I'm gonna need you. I need you to look up that record for team interceptions, so you can actually think about that. Are we gonna have Robbie do it? Robbie, could you type furiously at that? And also, have you found out anything having to do with Russell Wilson?
Russell Wilson is limited. He was limited today.
Okay. Mentally.
Someone stuffed Shane an oversized Weber grill with these takes. What are we doing here? I mean, this is crazy.
Dude, but that's what this is about. 13 like, wins? I'm not going to be measured. I'm not going to put a microphone to my mouth and be measured. And it's not gotten me anywhere.
But let me not be measured. I just want to see something. Like, if we come out and we beat the Titans' ass, I'm with you.
Yeah.
Like, all right. Speed ahead.
Right, but we don't have the opportunity to watch that game just yet.
Toughest opponents aren't until they don't have to play either of them for the first time until week 11.
Yeah, they don't touch
between
they don't
the Packers
later.
And Lions.
And I don't think 9 wins is like that's not a bad year. Like it depends how they get there. Like if they can finally beat Green Bay for once, and you know Caleb stays on the field the entire time, and they realize like okay, we know where our clear upgrades have to be this offseason.
Yeah.
I'd be thrilled with 9-8 if they did it the right way and made progress in significant things like beating the Packers once.
So is 9-8 a sneak into the playoffs for you or no?
I don't have – no. I've got the Eagles, the Rams, and the Lions as those wild card teams.
I've got the Bears as the final wild card. I've got 3 playoff teams in this division.
I think 9-8 will sneak into the playoffs because it's all going to be how you stack up against the division. You're fighting for that second spot at 9-8 in my opinion, mm-hmm. right? So hopefully this is the year we take down the Packers.
That would be delightful. Yes. All right. I'm wondering who's going to lead this team in receiving. Who's going to lead this team in receiving yards? And who's going to lead this team in catches? I'm going DJ Moore. As much as I respect Keenan Allen and Keenan Allen here in the contract year, I think it's DJ Moore by catches and by yards. I'll go with him for both.
Yeah, it's chalk, but it's DJ. It's DJ. I think Keenan's going to have a good year, but he's going to be more like a 3rd-and-8, big first down, right at the sticks.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not so confident that Rome's going to step in and be awesome right away.
So, all right, so let's go first and second. So I got DJ 1, I got Keenan Allen 2nd in receiving yards on this team.
I like that. I like that, too. I'm with you on that, too. Okay. So, but DJ is my pick.
Okay.
I love Caleb's ability to scramble. And I love Cole Kmet's ability to get open when he sees Caleb scrambling. I don't think Cole's number one. I think Rome is number one because he is going to be a top 5 route runner in the NFL this year. He has an incredible ability to run routes, and him and Caleb are going to be on page one together from day one. And then I think
nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here, and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Cole's number two. Cole Kmet will have a monster year.
So you've got Rome 1
and Cole 2 and then DJ Moore and then I because I don't
DJ 3 is the craziest part of boxing.
That is crazy. But I don't trust Keenan Allen to stay healthy. I don't because he never has.
Well, that's he had 13 games played last year, set the Chargers record for reception, but the four games he missed were due to the heel injury and it's the same heel injury that has him limited here in week 1. So at age 32 or is it 33 already? I think it's 32 for Keenan Allen. It's an understandable fear, but DJ has the third ranked in terms of catches and yards.
I just think they're going to be that good, Speaks. Yeah. They're going to be that good. Yeah, they're going to be sharing the ball a ton, but they're going to be that good. By the way, 1961 Chargers, 49 team interceptions. Yeah, so, I think Jalen could have 49
interceptions.
Yeah, Jalen could have 49.
Is that Dick Knight Train Lane?
No, but he is the
Robbie,
number one.
Could you look that up for Dick Knight?
He's number one of all time, but team interceptions, Chargers, 1961, 49.
Okay. Spiggs, what almanac were you reading growing up? You know, that guy named Dick Knight Train Lane?
All of them. All of them. Seriously, every almanac that there was.
Yeah? Eddie, we talked about him losing his virginity in 2005.
Yeah, true.
This is why. True. Seriously, dude, I grew up with the baseball encyclopedia in the house, the most giant and ridiculous book, and would just like sift through that. But like all those books, man, great wide receivers of the 1970s. I mean, that was on the bookshelf 100%. And,
did you have the NFL pictorial history? It came out like in the early 80s. My grandfather had that book, so yeah, I knew about Dick Knight Train Lane, and that's the first time I ever saw the Y.A. Tittle photo. You know,
oh, with the blood?
Yeah.
The blood coming out. Oh, yeah. That's a good stuff. Absolutely had that. And The Game and the Glory was the big baseball book that I had with, like, that's where I learned about Shirley Povich, the old time baseball writer, who was indeed the father of Maury Povich. Thanks, everybody. Good night. All right. We'll see you later. Yeah, it's true. All right, Tanny, who you got for number one and number two on the receiving yards and catches?
I've got Keenan Allen at number one. I think this will be a good year for Caleb Williams, but I think because he gets that good year, I think one of the things he'll be able to do is find Keenan Allen early and often, extending those drives. And like he's the only guy that's going to probably ask for the ball and actually get it whenever he wants it. So I think he'll – Caleb will do the thing that a rookie quarterback should do and lean on his possession receiver. So I think Keenan Allen is going to be the number one receiver in terms of yardage and catches this year. And DJ being number two. I think Rome's going to struggle a little bit because there's only one football out there, and rookies tend to not do so great in that regard when they're not the number one option. So, yeah, I like Keenan Allen and then DJ.
So, it's interesting. I forget who it was. Was it Anthony Herron? It was one of my myriad co-hosts over these last 3 weeks. Had me thinking about the Rome Odunze touchdowns over. That Rome, with his ability to do the contested catch, that Caleb, with his desire to look for Rome and the trust that they seem to be developing, that maybe not the yards over, but the touchdown over for Rome. And that makes a lot of sense.
I could see that. If there's a lot of red zone opportunities and you have the guy with the most freakish athletic ability out of all those guys, getting opportunities, I could definitely see that.
Yeah, if he knows where the line is in the back corner. By
the way,
the
top corner is going to be on DJ. So,
yes.
And that.
Yeah, he's gonna have a nickel on him.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's why I'm saying Cole Kmet. He's gonna have a linebacker on him in every single set. It's gonna be a linebacker and a safety over the top, maybe.
By the way, be sure to check out FanDuel's Profit Boost in the app and use it for FanDuel's Double Your Winnings for all Sunday, September 8th. That's this Sunday. All the pregame money line bets. There's a special Profit Boost, and it's going to be live starting tomorrow, the 6th of September. View your account page now to learn more about your Profit Boost. All right, sacks leader. We'd all bet chalk on Montez Sweat. Who's second in sacks on the Bears?
A Mark Anderson-esque rookie season. Austin Booker.
Hell yeah.
Okay.
I love the Mark Anderson reference.
Yeah, I mean, 12 sacks. I believe that's still a Bears record for a rookie.
With Adewale Ogunleye on the other side getting all the attention.
Similar situation. I don't know how long it's going to take Booker to, take these snaps away from Walker and whatnot, but I think that's my bold take. I'm going double digit from Austin Booker. I'm buying all the stock. All the stock.
Double digit sacks
double
for
digit.
Austin Booker.
Double digit.
That's a very good sign. If that happens, that is a very good sign.
Yeah.
Right? Because it also means that they're leading a lot and teams are trying to pass a lot to come back on them. And there's a lot of attempts and there's enough snaps to go around for them. That would be a very good sign.
I'm going to give you something off the wall. This is not going to be a popular pick. I love Kyler Gordon. Kyler Gordon is fast. Kyler Gordon is a good tackler. Matt Eberflus is going to be aggressive. Kyler Gordon's going to have 8 or 9 sacks.
Oh, that's a lot.
I know. But
it
I
could
know.
Be, though.
I know.
But, yeah,
but this isn't time to just, like, say the chalk thing. I'm going out on a limb on purpose, but I love Kyler Gordon.
I like the nickelback blitz. I do like the nickel blitz, and we've seen it a couple of times. Kyler's a strong finisher.
He thrives in that situation. Does.
The nickelback blitz. The last time I went and saw them, like the people run up to the front of the venue to try to get in the front row. They call that the nickelback blitz.
That's what they do. And then it's a dance. That's also the name of the
dance. I'm telling you, though, this oversized Weber grill, you just lock Shane in it whenever he says something dumb. Like, there's something to
it. Dude, I wouldn't spend any time outside of the grill.
The real big one. The real big giant kettle.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Like, their Komodo. Ooh, I want one of those Komodos.
Yeah, you know what he would do? He'd wire a microphone into that thing.
He probably would.
And then we're just screwed.
I still find a way to get
Tanny, who's second in sacks on this team?
How about someone that's maybe not on the roster currently, you know, which is my big concern. Like, I think they make a trade for someone and like, that's not good. Like, you know, if I have to pick someone on the roster, I'm going to say new score guy, TJ Edwards, you know, but I don't know where this pass rush is coming from. Like, I think Eflus will get creative with some of the blitzes, and that's why it's going to be a linebacker right behind Sweat with the sacks. But I think they know that they're going to have to maybe acquire someone. Other than that, it's going to be spread out and not as much as I would like, personally. But I'm going to say they trade for someone who ends up being number 2 in sacks.
How good would have Hassan Reddick looked on this team?
Yeah, I mean, crazy. Or Matthew Judon.
Yeah.
You know, if they knew
it. That's an interesting option, right? What about that Jets contract situation? Did that ever, you know, get rectified here? You know, is that something that maybe he could hit the open market?
Yeah, but they're going to be on the lookout for stuff like that. They're going to be on the lookout for stuff like that as the deadline approaches. I mean, clearly they already threw some draft capital at the two defensive linemen. They're going to stay on the lookout for stuff like that.
Yeah. 100%.
Yeah. Who leads this team in interceptions?
Tyrique Stevenson. I really believe in him now because he had so many times where he had balls in his hands and he just dropped it. So he's my pick.
I like it. I'll go Jalen. I think Jalen capitalizes on what he's done, and that might mean coming off his man every once in a while to get that done with a little more aggression than he's had.
I think Jaquan Brisker is going to realize that he doesn't need to go for the hit first every single time like he did last year. He's a hard hitting safety, but I think Jaquan Brisker is going to have a year of the ball hawk. I think he leads the team in interceptions because they don't throw the ball at Jalen enough.
Mm-hmm.
He's not going to have enough opportunities. He just won't. He didn't last year. He won't this year.
Tanny, you got a pick for interceptions?
Because of that, you know, because they won't throw a Jalen on, I do like the Tyrique Stevenson pick by Eddie, but just for the sake of just having a different name out there, I'll show some love to Kyler Gordon. I think Kyler Gordon has a big year in that regard.
So there we go. All right, we're on the record. Anything else that I missed that we should get in terms of Bears predictions? Eberflus for Coach of the Year, I got him early. I got him early for it. 9-8, get him Coach of the Year? No. 10-7, get him Coach of the Year? There's a chance. Probably not still, though.
Yeah, probably not.
It's going to be tough, especially if the Chargers win 10 games and they make it. I can see them just giving it to Harbaugh. But if the Bears make the playoffs and they win 10 games, Eberflus is 1,000% of the discussion.
I think there's a lot more pressure this year on Tremaine Edmonds. I think he's got to step up big time. I mean, he was serviceable last year, and like you didn't feel his absence. Like, you didn't think we're getting screwed because Tremaine's leaving a hole in the middle of the defense, but I think he has to be a presence.
Let's throw open the phone lines here at 312-644-6767 and take your calls on Score Afternoon. You got thoughts on these predictions? Want to make some of your own? You can hop in with me, Spiegs, and him, Eddie from Barstool. It's Stoolies and Scoreheads hanging out together on 670 The Score. Some people have come by the Rally House. I'm trying to figure out if they're Score people or Barstool people or merely folks that work here that are just hanging out with media backgrounds and want to, you know, talk to us and take our jobs.
Yeah,
trying to figure that out.
How much is that 7-foot inflatable Clark the Cub going for?
I don't know. Let's find out. Let's find out. And then also coming up later this hour, we got to put names in a hat and see if we can come up with a good name to put on the back of a jersey for Connor O'Donnell. Texter Sean suggests Mango 83 for Connor. Now that's, I might have to go with that. I might have to co-opt that on behalf of the texters. Keep hanging out on Score Afternoons here on 670 The Score.
Mango 83.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
Like
I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
taken
care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.